Our second scripture reading, we're going to be in Luke chapter 2. I'll be reading verses 8 through 20. But also, put your finger in John chapter 3, because I'm going to jump over there. If you'd like to join me in that, you can. If not, then I'll be reading part of that. So Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what the Lord, what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd had said to them. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as it had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, as we've been going through this season of Advent, one of the wonderful things we've been doing is lighting these candles, signifying the four different Sundays of Advent and the gifts that Jesus has brought us, the hope, peace, joy, and love. But as I alluded to in the children's message, I'd like you to think about these in a slightly different way. When we think about hope and how God is giving us hope for the future, hope for the present, in the fact that Jesus has come, saving us from our sins, restoring us to a right relationship with God the Father, we have that hope. And with that hope, there comes the peace where we are made whole. Because if you look back into the original understanding of shalom, what the Jews use for peace, the meaning dates back into a time when the understanding of peace was not just no hostility, but a completeness. How we are complete with God in our lives. And because Jesus came, we are able to be complete because we are reconciled to the Father. It's not that just that our sins have been forgiven. That's one step of it. That's the first step, forgiveness of sins. For what purpose? To be reconciled to the Father, to have that relationship repaired. And because we are now one with the Lord through the Holy Spirit and the work of Jesus on the cross, we are at peace with the Lord because the relationship has been repaired. So we have the hope that Jesus brings. Now we have the peace that he brings. And when you have that hope and peace combined, you start to have the joy. Now, what is joy? Now, sometimes we can get this idea that joy is happiness. But we know that's not fully the case. Joy can produce the feeling of happy, but happy is a fleeting emotion. Now, Paul tells us to rejoice in everything. Now, in every circumstances, are you happy? There's a lot of stuff in life that comes our way where we're not happy about it. But we have the hope of Christ, the peace of the relationship. We can rejoice in every circumstance. And so that's the joy that the angels were bringing, the message of joy, as they told the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." The angel said, "He is Christ, the Lord." Now, the word Christ is the Greek form, now translated English, of the Hebrew word for Messiah, meaning anointed one. Now, throughout all the Old Testament, they were yearning and longing for Messiah. Now, we all know that the Jews had different ideas of how this Messiah would come, what form he would take when he would come. A lot had the idea of the military victor riding in on that white horse, going to reestablish all the boundaries of Israel back to the days of Solomon. He would kick the Romans out and reestablish Israel. Not quite what they were expecting. A small baby, born as a servant. As Paul tells us in Philippians, that Jesus humbled himself to be born in form of a servant. Obedience to even death on a cross. Yet the shepherds didn't know that part of the story. What they heard was the Messiah is here. Great joy. And that message was brought to the lowly shepherds. It's interesting how God moves and works through our own lives. And you would think that the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the message would come to the King of Israel. That Jesus would be brought to the temple, that he would be raised in the palace. But God wanted to give us the example of being a servant. To serve others is to love others. Which brings us back to our equation. Hope plus peace equals joy. All because of love. God wanted to show us how to love. He wanted to show us how to live in a right relationship with him. And to follow God's commands is to love. And Jesus told us that the greatest commandment is to love God with all your being, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now we'll get more into the love aspect next week when we get into that one. But I want to look at joy and kind of dive into what brings us that joy. Yes, hope, peace, equals joy, but why? Let's dig into that a little bit more. And this is where I'm going to jump over into the Gospel of John and look at John the Baptist real quick. Now, John chapter 3, I'm going to start at verse 27 here. It says, "To this John replied, 'A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. In fulfilling his purpose, John the Baptist felt great joy. Full of joy. And the shepherds, they fulfilled their purpose in going to see the Christ child and then going out to all the surrounding area and telling all the people this amazing thing that had happened. In fulfilling their purpose, there was joy. And as John the Baptist fulfilled his purpose and became less, as Jesus became greater, he was full of joy. There are times we can get caught up in our own things and have this desire to puff ourselves up. And this world tells us that acquiring power, wealth, fame, building yourself up will make you happy. Well, it might make you temporarily happy, but as we have already explained, happiness is fleeting. Where joy is permanent because of your relationship with Christ. We elevate Christ and walk in the path that he has put before us to fulfill our purpose. And when you're in that relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, working out your spiritual gifts, working out the mission that he has put before you, that is where you find joy in all circumstances. I was watching a video this past week and was trying to remember the book that this other pastor was referencing, but it was during the time of the Holocaust, there were these people who were in this one cell block that was overrun by fleas. It was just horrible circumstance, and they were saying to each other, we need to rejoice in everything. We say, thank you, Lord, for putting us here. Thank you, Lord, for this relationship we have here. And one person like, I can't thank God for the fleas. I just can't do that. Well, we need to thank God in every circumstance. Whatever happens, we thank God, we praise God, and we have joy in our circumstances, whatever they may be. Now, when they got out of that camp, there came a realization. There was some interviews done of the guards. And someone asked them, why did you never go into that cell block? They said, well, it was because of all the fleas. So these people were able to praise God, have worship in that cell block, because the fleas kept the guards out. Have joy for the fleas, as nasty as that may be. Have joy in all circumstances. Because God has put you in a specific place. He's given you spiritual gifts. He's put people around you. What is your purpose? What has God shown you to be your purpose? We have the hope of Christ. We have the peace of Christ that gives us joy. You will feel that full joy when you're like John the Baptist and your purpose is complete. Have that full joy. So as you go about your remaining Christmas shopping or your Christmas parties, whatever traditions your family may have, just remember, hope plus peace equals joy. All because of love. That's what we'll pick up next week with love. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for so much. Lord, if we were to write down everything that we are grateful for, that you have given us, the things you have blessed us with, the relationships, the careers, the families, the list would go on and on and on. Father, right now we praise you for Jesus Christ coming as a baby to show us how to love, giving us hope, peace, and joy, all because you first loved us. Father, we praise you and thank you, and ask you to continue to guide us and direct us with your Holy Spirit, that we may go tell it on the mountain, this great joy that you have given. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.